Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden says the United States is racing to do its part to avert what he calls a climate hell. Today at the UN's 27th Conference on Climate in Egypt, Biden says he's sorry the U.S. pulled out of the Paris Agreement under his predecessor. Biden told the COP27 audience that his administration's made climate change a top priority.
Over the past 2 years, the United States has delivered unprecedented progress at home through a generational investment in upgrading our nation's infrastructure. We're making our power grid better able to transmit clean energy, expanding public traffic, transit and rail, building nationwide network of electric vehicle charging stations, over 50,000.
Biden notes the past 8 years have been the warmest on record, and like other countries, the U.S. has endured historic droughts, wildfires in the west, and devastating storms in the east. This week, a hurricane struck Florida, a rare occurrence for the month of November. The U.S. is sending a new military aid package to Ukraine as parts of the country face stepped-up Russian air attacks on the country's electricity systems. NPR's Greg Myrie reports the assistance includes more drones as well as missiles needed for air defense.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the military hardware package includes drones known as the Phoenix Ghost, which have been highly effective against Russian ground forces. In addition, Hawk air defense missiles should help protect Ukraine against the Russian strikes that are hitting Ukraine's electricity grid. These attacks are causing widespread power outages. As part of the $400 million package, the U.S. will also pay to refurbish 90 tanks. The latest installment comes as Russia withdraws its troops from the key southern city of Kherson, marking a major success for Ukraine. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
A crypto empire's collapse continues. NPR's David Gura reports FTX has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Facing a liquidity crunch and lots of questions about how it's done business, FTX, one of the world's largest cryptocurrency trading platforms, has fallen apart in a matter of days after reporting indicated it was not fully solvent. That's led to massive withdrawals and upheaval. The company was previously valued at more than $30 billion. FTX and approximately 130 affiliated companies started bankruptcy proceedings in Delaware on Friday, and FTX has a new CEO. Sam Bankman-Fried, who founded the company and served in that role, has resigned, and he and FTX now face regulatory scrutiny both in the U.S. and in the Bahamas, where the company is headquartered. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
From Washington, this is NPR News. An economic survey finds U.S. consumer sentiment fell this month with ongoing concerns about higher interest rates, inflation. The University of Michigan's preliminary November reading on the overall index on consumer sentiment came in at 54.7. That's down from 59.9 in the previous month. The 8.7% decline, which Reuters reports erased about half of the gains since the index's tumble to a low in June, also came as gasoline prices went higher. China's government says it's loosening its zero COVID-19 policy. NPR's John Ruwitch says the steps include shorter quarantine times and eliminating penalties for airlines whose passengers test positive for the coronavirus.
The new rules make inbound and domestic travel easier and appear to be an attempt to deal with COVID in a more targeted way. Travelers entering China from abroad will be required to spend just 5 days in quarantine now instead of 7. That will still be followed by 3 days of home confinement. In addition, a circuit breaker mechanism that led to flight suspensions after COVID cases were found is being scrapped. Domestically, the authorities say they will stop identifying and isolating secondary contacts. They're also planning to accelerate vaccinations. The dynamic zero COVID policy has been a source of frustration for many and a substantial drag on the world's second biggest economy. John Ruwitch, NPR News, Shanghai.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 236 points at 33,480. The NASDAQ is up 76, S&P is up 2. This is NPR News.